are we gonna do? The thing that never changes are the changes we go through. What in the world is this world coming to? Hard for everyone, from carpenters to teachers. Why's the money rolling in for politicians and Wall Streeters? Seems that we've forgotten all about the golden rule. Never should have let them take the prayer out of the school. No one knows just what in God we trust. Love of money has made a fool of us. What in the world is this world coming to? Tell me, what in God's name are we gonna do? The thing that never changes are the changes we go through. What in the world is this world coming to?
Boy, that's a good song, the third
that
time
is
out.
A great song, Dave.
You know, what is in the world is this world coming to?
That is the truth. You can watch it on TV, the news and all that. And around here, we're kindly hid from it.
Yeah.
It usually.
What do you think about these presidential debates?
I don't know.
It's a sign on this earth thing.
It's interesting. There's a whole lot going on this time that's never happened in the past.
Yeah.
They're having a really, really.
I forgot to ask Philip who he was going to vote for.
Yeah. He told me he's going to vote for Dave Bolin.
I bet he will.
Sam's going to be your vice president.
There you go. I went out to see Philip the other day.
How's Philip and them done?
Son, I walked in the store, and I said, where's the boss? He said, he's out there in his playpen. He loves that small engine repair out there.
He works all the time on this stuff, and good at it.
He said he had to get around. I walked out to the gym. It was like Emmett's Fix-It Shop. He said, yeah, I've got Jim's pressure washer right here somewhere. I've got to get on that.
I was out there the other day and asked Kyle if he'd got it fixed yet, and Philip wasn't there, and he didn't really know. But now he stays busy.
He does. You know, he talks so much, he don't work as much.
Well, I know that.
So you got to, there was a, but, you know, it was a good atmosphere in there.
That's why
we all sat around drinking coffee and visited.
It reminds you of one of these old country stores people used to walk in.
Oh, it's a wonderful thing in the world.
Absolutely. It sure is.
I had a great visit. I stayed out there almost an hour with those guys. And we talked about you for about 40 minutes.
Well, what'd you do the rest of the time? Probably put you to work, didn't
he? Yeah. But I'm telling you, Jim, they've got everything in the world going on out there. He's got an in-store sale on certain items. So you need to go out there and see what that is.
Absolutely.
You know, Jim, I was talking to him out there. You can go out there, and if you spend $250 with them, you can get financed.
Absolutely.
On $250 or more out there. And he's got a few that he can get you now. Winter's coming. You know these cold mornings, Jim.
Absolutely.
MF Series furnaces. Now, I'm telling you, these are the ones we talked about last winter.
Last year that he couldn't keep in stock.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, they'll cut your power bill from one guy had a $300 a month power bill down to $30. Also, it'll heat your hot water heater for you.
That saves you a lot of money right there.
You know, I heard the hot water heater is such a big part of your bill.
It is.
Not funny. And if you got a pool, it'll heat your pool. He's also got any kind of heater you want out there. Now he's got a big sale going on the PV250 leaf blower. Was $149.99. Now it's only It was $169.99, and now it's only $149.99. That sells good through November 30th.
And you can see how the leaves are starting to fall right now.
Yeah. And he's got small engine repair. And I'll tell you what, when I get done, with the mowing season. I've already told him I'm going to take mine in, my washer and my lawnmower, and get it all worked up for next year.
Absolutely.
He can sharpen the blades. He can do anything. And he's got the good Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers. My leaves are already starting to fall. What about yours, Jim?
They are, and right now a lot of people are trying to get firewood cut. So if you need a chainsaw, go see
that. And he can sharpen your chainsaw blade so to cut through it.
That's
like
true.
Cutting through baloney, right?
That is true.
And you, I heard you say you're planting grass seed. He's got that out there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the finest fishing holes you've ever come across out there.
Top of the land for this area.
I'll tell you what, Jim, I've never seen. I was talking to a guy on the street in Paintsville the other day, and he said, I've never seen such a nice fishing hole.
That's true.
He's got anything you want. He's got trolling motors out there, anything you want.
And he can kindly help you, let you know what they're catching fish on.
Exactly.
Because they go right by there to the lake.
Any type of heater, from kerosene right on up the ladder. You can phone Phillips at 297-3456. All your hardware needs, anything you need, and listen, holidays are coming up. He's got a great selection of paint. Get out there if you want to do some painting before the season starts, and some of the finest paint you ever see. Your Snapper Lawnmower headquarters out there.
Yes.
And he said, tell the folks to come out. I'll cut them a great deal on a Snapper.
And he will.
Because it's
he
the
sure
end of the season.
That's true.
You know, and, you know, he told me that he'd been helping out the people that's in the flood, cutting them the deals.
He sure has.
We knew he would.
Oh, yeah.
That's our good friends at Phillips. Call them at 297-3456 and tell them that Jim and I sent you by. And our good buddy at McCoy's Tree Service. I ain't heard from James in a while.
I'm not either.
He must be busy. He must be busy. His phone number is 395-0473. I guess we could call him correctly.
We probably need to. Need to get up with him.
Sure, he's got a birthday on the horizon.
He always does.
40 years experience out there at McCoy's Tree Service. If you need any tree topping, tree removal, stump removal, he can take care of you.
He sure can.
40 years in the business, and his secret to success is he's got a great crew, and he's got the equipment to do it with, Jim.
That makes a job right there.
Oh, man, does it ever. Does it ever. Sambo, we got anything to play?
Yeah.
I'd like to mention something real quick.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
We went to a funeral this morning. I'd just like to ask our listeners to remember Gusty Estep.
Who is it?
Gusty Estep from out on Joe's Creek.
We sure will,
she
Jim.
She was a long-time member out there of the Cold Springs Church, and we got to enjoy a good funeral service this morning. We just like to ask everybody to remember her in their prayers, the whole family.
You know, Jim, we're all terminal, brother.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's keep them in our prayers. Amen.
An island of trees standing in a sea of cotton, not far from the place called Hazel Green, where a story of murder has never been forgotten. Wild woods don't grow and birds don't sing. There once stood a grand old Annabella mansion, built before the clash of blue and gray, where lived a fair and beautiful young maiden with flaming red hair and evil ways. Six times she was wed at the altar of God. On her hands she wore six golden rings. Now six lonely men lie deep beneath the sod, 1 mile east of Hazel Green. He married a banker, a lawyer and a planter. All three became ill and soon died. The young widow wed again 3 more times to wealthy men, who also fell prey and lost their lives. Upon each husband's death, as she witnessed their last breath, with cold words she sent for her sad slave, who in the dead of night, underneath their candlelight, were forced to dig another unmarked grave.
Six times she was wed at the altar of God. On her hands she wore six golden rings. Now six lonely men lie deep beneath the sod, 1 mile east of Hazel Green. Claimed murder against her, but offered not 1 ounce of proof. And so she slipped away to Mississippi, they say, with a wagon load of slaves and the truth. Now time has concealed that old Annabella mansion. The graves were lost within entangled vines. They say six ghosts walk that old plantation, searching for their fair but evil bride. Six times she was wed at the altar of God. On her hands she wore six golden rings. Now six lonely men lie deep beneath the sod, 1 mile east of Hazel Green. 1 mile east of Hazel Green. Just 1 mile east of Hazel Green.
You got dust on the Bible. You're gonna live a dirty life. Better read your Bible every day with your children and your wife. Be good to your fellow man as you journey through this life. You got dust on the Bible. You're gonna live a dirty life. Some people live here on this earth, got to head down to the ground. You better look up toward the heaven. Thank the Lord that you're around. Get down on your knees and pray every morning, noon, and night. You got dust on the Bible. You're gonna live a dirty life. Gotta walk in the sunshine, sing in the moonlight, pray every morning at the break of dawn until your Savior comes. Be good to your fellow man as you journey through this life. You got dust on the Bible, gonna live a dirty life. You got dust on the Bible, gonna live a dirty life. Better read Bible every day with your children and your wife. Be good to your fellow man as you journey through this life. You got dust on the Bible, you're gonna live a dirty life. Got dust on the Bible, you're gonna live a dirty life.
You better read your Bible every day with your children and your wife.
Be good to your fellow man as you journey through this life. You got dust on the Bible, you're gonna live a dirty life. You got dust on the Bible, you're gonna live a dirty life.
Jim, that's my papa, Clyde Bowling.
And he does I love that song.
Oh, I know. You're the one requested.
And the thing of it is, anything that you don't use collects dust.
Yeah.
And that tells you a whole lot about the Bible.
Oh, you got to get that Bible up.
Absolutely.
You know, we need to be in a routine of reading our Bible.
Just like getting up in the morning.
Exactly. And it's, you know, Jim, it needs to be a priority because it's an eternity thing.
Well, it needs to be. And if you've got kids or young people around you, they watch that.
But, you know, the devil gets to us. Now, I read the Bible every day in the morning before I go to work. There's not a morning that goes by that he don't get to me.
Absolutely.
And every now and then, he gets me. I mean, I just say it.
Well, he does all of us.
He does all of us, Jim. But we must stay in a pattern of praising the Lord and studying his word because he's the only way. You know,
the only way in it is a constant battle with the devil.
You better know. Hey, the good folks at Coaltown Dixie has give us a DVD to give away.
Well, great.
Isn't that nice?
That is great.
This is a live performance of Coaltown Dixie at the SIP Theater.
Nothing but the ladies playing.
Yeah. It's live filmed at the SIP Theater on January the 19th. So it's a wonderful CD. These guys are on their game. They're getting good.
These girls
good.
Are.
Yeah, they're good. And so you be the 10th caller when we play this next song at 789-0318. And this DVD is yours free.
That's true.
And I promise we'll get it to you quicker than we did Linda.
Yeah.
All righty. But in the meantime, we got a song queued up. Let's play her, Sam.
I've tried Weight Watchers, the Atkins, and South Beach. None of these diets work for me. My condition is one you just can't treat. Oh, I've got a weight problem, I can't wait to eat. Oh, I've got a weight problem, I can't wait to eat. My belly's so big that I can't see my feet. A skinny person I will never be. 'Cause I've got a weight problem, I can't wait to eat. Oh, the grapefruit diet, I'm sick of that. And by the way, it didn't burn any of my fat. My favorite, one of all, are those Slim Fast shakes. They go great with donuts and Twinkies and cookies and hot fudge cake. Oh, I've got a weight problem, I can't wait to eat. My belly's so big that I can't see my feet. A skinny person I will never be. 'Cause I've got a weight problem, I can't wait to eat. I've got a weight problem, I can't wait to eat.
Now, this is pretty funny right here.
All right, what is it?
Played Bobby Maynard, Weight Problem.
Uh-huh.
And Jim woofed a bloaty sandwich on the way into work today. You ran a little late.
Ran a little bit late, but it worked out great. Okay. You're just in time.
That was Bobby Maynard. You know he's going to be at Christmas in the Highlands?
Yes, he is.
He's going to be there on Saturday, December 5th, along with his weight problem.
I hope he ain't listening. And a go-getter.
Yeah.
He's a go-getter, Bobby is.
And a go-getter. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, while we're talking about that, tell who else is going to be there.
Bobby Maynard's going to be there. And we got Streamline out of West Virginia, a brand new band. Boy, they're good.
Yep.
They got a brand new CD out. We're going to debut there. And we've got the Highland Bluegrass Quartet. We got First Time Around. You remember those guys that came in here and played?
And how old was the oldest?
That little snobby bass player that
outplays
me.
Bad, didn't he?
Oh, Lord. And we got, who am I thinking of?
I don't know. I can't.
Mikey Gerald them.
Yeah.
Salvation Rain. They were so grateful to play for us this year. And we're thankful for them.
And what we're talking about is Christmas
in the
Highlands.
Saturday, December 5th. Jim, we're going to have cakewalks. We're going to have auctions. We got a great auctioneer, Jim O'Brien. And we're going to have 50-50.
Yes.
And just dancing and fun
a great
for everyone.
Time. And it's going to be all the donations, everything that's taken in goes for the kids.
Santa Claus is going to be there.
Absolutely.
The Highland Bluegrass Quartet will be there. 16th annual.
Yes, and we'd like to encourage everyone to come out.
Yeah. Why don't you do our church announcements?
I can do that.
I saw a fellowship meal in there. Sam, you want to go to a fellowship meal? You talk about eating. Mm-mm.
All right, here's some happy birthdays for September. The 20th is Brianna Webb. The 22nd is Bailey Ward and Jenny Click. And the 23rd is Ron Hayes. The 24th is Bruce Trusty. And 25th is our old buddy, Andrew Auxer.
Yeah, Andy.
The Andy.
Yeah.
Andy. I wonder if he's at work. Is he down to Yatesville today at work?
No, he's not.
He's park ranger. For
he's
the
not.
Way
he
I was at it.
He had a big tie on in church this morning.
Well, good.
I think he's thinking about getting married. You never know about
Andrew. Has he asked for the second go around?
Huh? And also, we need to mention Ralph 2 is going to be somewhere.
Yes, at Jenny Wally.
Yeah, that's the week after.
That October the 9th.
Oh, that's a Friday night.
Yep.
They have Bluegrass Night up there on Friday. I played it last year.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Sherry
knocked you upside the head, brother.
Out over there, but I, yeah.
So that's going to be a going on.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, here's a band that started and really a strong band, and they broke up. But we're going to play their music anyway. I love the CD. It's called Land of Lincoln. Let's listen to it.
Land of Lincoln. Listen close to it.
Thank you. has ever seen me cry these bitter tears. I never knew the pain of a heart broken to my blue, blue debut was my blue, blue, blue debut.
Okay. Now, we've got us a caller on here. Can you hook him up, Sam?
I got to do is turn him on here.
All right, here you go. Can you hear me, Jimmy?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. We've got Jimmy Guess on here, and he's had the benefit going for the churches that got flooded through the flood, and he's got some announcements he's wanting to go over. So go ahead, Jimmy, and let everybody know what's going on.
Which I've been, that's where I've directed my stuff to. But the other, last Thursday, we went over $10,000 in donations to rebuild them churches out there at Flat.
Well, that is great.
Yeah. But we can do better. You know, we're going to keep working on it, try to work on it until the end of October. I've done called the pastors of each church to talk to them, and they said that was fine, that right now they didn't need it right now, but they do need the money. But anyway, what I was going to try to do, Jim, is I'm going to ask people in church that if they'll just ask their church, let's try to get all these local churches to take up a love offering of about $25 or more, whatever they can afford. I know a lot of churches can't afford, a lot of churches trying to do things around their church. But if you can, let's do that. Take it over at BB&T and put it in that flood funding for Johnson County churches, and that, we'll make that $10,000 into $20,000 real quick if we do that.
Absolutely, and I'm sure they can use every penny of it to get their churches, you know, back to where they can start having services again.
Yeah, I said, you know, it's kind of sad to go out through there and see them not having church, not even have a church building. A lot of, you know, if you've got a roof over your head, you ought to think about them churches out there. There's a lot of them that like to come home, and you know, they ain't no place like home.
Absolutely.
You know, just like your church over at Highlands, it's a church you feel comfortable in, and that's all I'm trying to do is get the money raised to try to get them people comfortable again back in their home. Let them forget about some of these worldly problems we've got going on.
Well, that sounds good, Jimmy, and I'm sure the churches that's in need appreciates the time you're putting into this.
Well, I think the good Lord let me retire early. Made me sick, made me lay around. Now he's giving me something to do, and I'm going to do it. Well, I'm going to do it until I can't take another breath.
You know? There you go.
Poor Donnie. I am, but I want to thank you all for taking a little bit of time out. You've done it for about every week. You've mentioned it or took time out for me, and really appreciate it because this radio goes a lot farther than I can ever try.
Absolutely. It'll reach people out there that we don't even think of.
Yeah, but if we can, let's pull together right here in these last few days. Let's get together and show these churches just how much that God has showed us it is our responsibility and duty to help the brother. Don't have to be a denomination thing. It's a children of God, and that's what we want to do is we're showing we can support other churches, other denominations, but it's main thing is the children of God. But I'm gonna say this right here. You all got a good show.
Well, thanks, Jimmy.
God bless you. I mean, I hope you stay on there forever, because it's good to be able to sit down, drive home from church, and be able to listen to some good old music, good old bluegrass gospel music. That kind of makes the ride a little easier for me song travels.
Well, that's true, and we appreciate it, and thanks for what you're doing for the churches.
Well, it ain't nothing I'm doing. It's what the good Lord has put it in me to do, and like I said, I'm going to do it until he takes it off of me. But like I said, I want to thank you. I want to thank these people. Johnson County, they've been great. Really receptive, and but let's see if we can't pull together and just get a little bit more, a little bit more.
Sounds good. And let us know in the next 2 or 3 weeks how it went, and we'll put you back on here again, just letting everybody kindly be updated on what's going on.
Well, I'm right now in the middle of St. Jude stuff too. We're doing it's Child Cancer Awareness Month, and we've been doing Friday night ball games, and we've raised about $5,000 for St. Jude. So
well, that's great.
I got something to do. I've got something to do at home, but I told her I can't right now. I'll get that when the winter's out.
That's the way it works, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, thank y'all, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
He wakes up early in the morning, puts on his only blue suit. He hasn't quite mastered tying his tie on the way his sweet Sarah used to. It's been years since he's talked to the good Lord. He's not sure he even knows how. But he won't be mowing the front yard today. He goes to church on Sundays now. No, he don't know the words to them. Could get him to go. Now he's up bright and early, there by 9:30, and sits on the very front row. And he bows his head with the members, and he shouts amen good and loud. If only his Sarah on Sundays now. No, he don't know the words to the old rugged cross, but he sings them the best that he can. 'Cause he knows that his angel is up there in heaven, and he sure wants to see her again. Kids can't believe how he's changing. They tell him their mama'd be proud. And he's always asking them all to go with him. He goes to church on Sundays now. No, he don't know the words to the old rugged cross, but best that he can. 'Cause he knows that his angel is up there in heaven, and he sure wants to see her again. He woke up early this morning. He goes to church on Sundays now.
You know who doesn't know the value of a dollar? My son, leaving every light on in the house. We do not live in a lighthouse.
Whatever, Dad.
You know who does know the value of a dollar? McDonald's. They have 5 extra value meals for under $5 each, like the Big Mac sandwich or 2 tasty snack wrap sandwiches with medium fries and a medium soft drink. Now we all could learn a lesson like that.
I said whatever.
Love your wallet more. Add a 3-piece mozzarella sticks to your favorite 5 under $5 meal for just a dollar more. Price participation may vary, limited time only.
We're hitting the streets to see what real people think of McDonald's new buttermilk crispy chicken. Oh, and we forgot to tell them it's from McDonald's.
It's super crispy, but it's also really juicy.
You really taste the buttermilk.
Ready for the big surprise? It's from McDonald's.
Wait, seriously?
It's McDonald's? Wow. Try McDonald's new buttermilk crispy chicken sandwiches, salads, and McWraps. Made with 100% chicken breast filet, real buttermilk, and no artificial colors. It's the juicy, crispy chicken everyone's loving at McDonald's.
At participating McDonald's.
You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our Descendant Protection Plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Homes, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands. On Sundays here on WSIP, the Jones Preston Funeral Home, dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
That's our good friend, the Jones Preston Funeral Home and McDonald's. Jim, have you ever tried the deluxe yet, son?
Deluxe. I can't get away from the Big Mac.
Let me tell you something.
And the barbecue. Have you tried the barbecue?
No, have you?
I have. It's good.
Have you had the deluxe, Sam?
No, I sure haven't.
Boys, you're missing out. I'm telling you.
Deluxe.
Number four.
No, I haven't had that, no.
Ooh.
I had
oh, that buttermilk. Jerry Scott turned me on to that one.
Buttermilk.
Buttermilk chicken.
I'm not trying.
Oh, Jim.
I don't have to look into it. I like that kind of eat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Buttermilk chicken.
14 locations good. Throughout Eastern Kentucky, by
Absolutely.
The way. And when you're on the run, that's the place to go or go in and sit down. 14 brand new locations throughout Eastern Kentucky. And McDonald's gives back to each community that they're
and
in.
They do, and the school systems, are, it's wonderful what they do to
they
help
do.
Them.
In each community they serve, not just yep. one, all of them.
Teresa likes the tea. They've got, I don't know how many different
Lindsay
flavors.
Lindsay does, too.
I know. Lindsay, both of them. When
Lindsay likes
in,
that peach tea.
She does. You're right.
That's right. And me and you and Keith just pay for it, right?
And Bob grins when we walk out.
Oh, Bob's grinning. And also our good friends at Jones Preston Funeral Home. That's James Andrew, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home. He's been a proud sponsor of Bluegrass and the Highlands for over 20 years. And the best
years.
Funeral between the lakes.
Absolutely.
For most of those. So ever since it's been going, as far as I remember, back he's won that. So go see. Great location on Starfire Hill. Great friends of ours. James Andrew and the staff at Jones Preston Funeral Home. And Sam, somebody said you need a lawyer. Do you have a lawyer?
I have one.
You need a family lawyer.
You need one in your back pocket. We've got one right
well,
here.
Well, listen to this right here. Pay really close attention.
Yes, we've got it's Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher. A new law firm right here in Paintsville. They're young and eager to help somebody.
You don't want them against you, Sam.
Absolutely, Sam. So you want them for you. So remember that. And if you got any, you know, paperwork or any deeds or anything you need looked over, call them at 789. It's easy to remember the number, 789-1111.
See, even we can remember that,
That's
Sam.
True.
All of us.
And it's Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher.
1111.
That's true.
And
we got to
great law firm over there.
It absolutely a great
Where are they located at now? Because
they're at 4412 2nd Street.
All right.
Down here in Paintsville. Hey, Dave, we had a winner a while ago.
Who won?
A good friend of mine from up on Genius Creek.
Okay.
It's Betty called.
Betty.
Betty won it. She's comes out there to Christmas in the Highlands.
Congratulations, Betty.
Absolutely.
Glad you won.
And it's here waiting on you to pick it up.
Here's a band we ain't played forever, and they are flat smoking the trail up. And it's called, listen to this song, you'll know who they are.
And you can... Will they lock me up in the county jail? Will they lock me up in the county jail? Got no money to pay my bill. Said I'm gonna do my time.
and thought what I'd do. Pulled and loaded up my gun. Put him under an old tombstone. Brought in my cell alone. Doing my time in his cell of mine. Put them under an old tombstone, rot in my cell alone, doing my time in this cell of mine. Cheating game. Should have thought of what I'd done. Pulled and loaded up my gun. Put him under an old tombstone. Pulled a rod in my cell alone. Doing my time in this cell of mine. Doing my time in this cell of mine.
That's Turning Ground. Boy, that's a good song.
That is a great song.
You know, we haven't played them in a while.
No, we've not.
And they're really burning the patch up right now. They're playing a lot of shows.
But, you know, you've got so many CDs, it's hard to remember all of them.
Yeah, but when they're that good, you can play them more often than that.
We're going to move them up toward your friend, ain't we?
Well, I went out to Conley's this week.
How was Chris and them doing?
Chris... I went out there so he could pay his bill. He tried to write me a check for $1,800. And I said, I'll take it. Walsh just had a heart attack.
I bet he fell out of the chair, didn't he?
Right now. I think Walsh was sneaking around back. That's what he gets, you know. But, Jim, nary sign of a donut.
Well.
And I looked.
Well, they may have already, somebody come in and got them all.
Let me tell you something. That place, I went out there. Now, listen to this. This was on Friday morning. They were packed. Chris looked like he's a little bit stressed, and it's hard to stress Chris.
When I go out there, they're busy.
Man, he was busy.
Absolutely.
And I said, busy. Chris, how business? He said, what do you think?
They didn't put you to work there, too?
No, they know better than that. They know better than that. Then here come Wallace around the corner with that little smile by the time I was leaving.
Wallace loves it, don't he?
He's back there hiding what he did.
Letting Chris take care of all that.
Yeah, he's running back and forth like... Like King of Queens, Doug Heffernan.
That's for sure.
But anyway, Conley Tire is located on the Paintsville Lake Road, right across the street from our good friend at Phillips Heating Hardware. Jim, any kind of tire you want. They got Michelin, Mastercraft, Dunlop, BF Goodrich, Cooper, Uniroyal, General, Firestone, Hancock, Bridgestone. It goes on and on and on.
It does, and we're getting into the fall and winter months, and if you ain't got no snow tires ready or laid back, right now might be a good time to look into them.
Sam was asking about oil changes.
Yes.
Sam, cheapest place you can go. Now, if you need tires, that's the place to go. No need to run around on bad tires, Sam.
Casings.
Get you some casings. That's right. You remember that casing.
Yeah.
From across the street, don't you, Sam? But there's no need in running around on bad tires. They got tires of any budget. And they got financing available on approved credit, Jim.
Anything that they can do to help you, they will.
Let me tell you something. If I had a child or a wife, and I do have both.
Yeah.
Before I'd run around on bad tires, I'd finance me some tires and make sure my family was safe.
Yep.
And I'll tell you another thing. Something we forget about a lot when we get our oil changed. Wiper blades.
That's true, Dave.
Oh, it makes all the difference in the world. They put new wiper blades on and how good they are. But they got the latest state-of-the-art front-end alignment out there at Conley's Tire. They got the interstate batteries with winter coming on. You better check your battery.
Might need that's true.
Oil change. They got all your truck accessories to make your truck a little cooler. They do brakes. Go see Walsh and Chris. Don't run around on bad tires when you don't have to.
Absolutely.
Walsh and Chris will give you a cup of coffee.
That'll and if they got donuts out there,
3 days.
It will, and if they got donuts, they'll give you a donut.
Yeah.
You have to get there early.
I've never seen one yet.
They may hide them when you pull in, Dave.
Yeah, that's probably the case. Take one look at them. Phone them at 297-3456. That's our good friends at Conley Tire. And I went in and saw my good friends at Fannin's.
How they doing?
They're doing great. They're having a little clearance sale. Go down there and look in the front window, Jim.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
They're trying to get
all kinds of stuff.
That's true, and they're trying to get ready. They know what's coming around the corner, too, winter, because they're right
and
on
I walked
top
in
of
there
it.
This week, go into Fannin's this week, and I said, what's going on in here? And they've rearranged things and cleaned up things and made things.
Look different.
Really cool. Let's hear a good word from Fannin's, and we'll be right back.
Rely on Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for your home's comfort. Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has the experience and the quality American standard products to assure warm weather doesn't compromise your ability to enjoy your home. Are you looking for a reliable system to keep you cool during the warm days right on up to the hottest, muggy periods? Then trust Fannin's on Main Street in Paintsville. Let American Standard products match your exact needs and specifications, and it's all backed by the years of know-how you only get from Fannin's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Paintsville, your American Standard dealer. Also check our financing program, and Fannin's always gives free estimates. Call today at 789-3696.
There's a rabbit in the log, it ain't got but dog. How will I get him, I know?
Turn the dog loose on him.
Oh, dig me a briar to put in his hair. That's how I'll get him, I know.
Are you twisting
my
him out
My wife's got
there.
Her hand over her face right now.
Oh, my goodness. I
told him he can't sing. Next week, Highland Bluegrass Quartet.
Absolutely. They will be here.
And we may have a big announcement next week.
That's true.
About Apple Day. So hang in there.
Very possible. We're still working the... Keys talking about it. Yep.
We got to get permission. Yep. Anyway, to all the coon hunters out there.
And the rabbit hunters. Anybody that hunts with a dog.
Anybody's got a dog, this goes
anybody,
out to you.
Yeah, if you've got a dog, it likes to bark. It goes out to you.
You know, my buddy said his wife ran off and with his dog, and he sure does miss his dog, you know.
Well, that ain't saying much for him either.
We love you. Remember two things. Always smile. The sunshine's good for your teeth.
And always remember, keep the Lord Jesus Christ,
that's
number
exactly
one.
That's exactly right, Jim. We'll see you next week. See you, Jim.
See you, Dave.
Warm up the truck, get out the lights. We'll go out and we'll hunt all night. Don't care if we don't catch a thing. We just want to hear the old dog sing.
I had an old dog named Timberjack. That old boy could really burn a track. Old and slow, but he really had style. Hey, country, every tune for a country mile.
Warm up the truck, get out the lights. We'll go out and we'll hunt all night. Don't care if we don't catch a thing. We just want to hear the old dog sing.
My loving wife, but she hollers when I'm out all night. No, that woman could never see how much the old dog means to me.
Warm up the truck, get out the lights. We'll go out and we'll hunt all night. Don't care if we don't catch a thing. We just want to hear the old dog sing.
Thank you for tuning in to Bluegrass in the Highlands with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Always remember,